In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, now, Jim Morrison found out he'd been voting Democrat from the grave, and he got very upset about this. He was very upset to find out that he voted for Biden and was about to have a mail-in vote for Kamala Harris from the grave. This ticked Jim Morrison off. So he decided to write a new song about Kamala Harris in clip 9.
You always say what is untrue. You are a masterful sex you. Like a chameleon, you change your attire.
Kamala's a big fat liar. Kamala's a big fat liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
The time for cackling is through. The Biden's condescending turns to you. It's time to claim what you desire.
Kamala's a big fat liar. Kamala's a big fat liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Yeah, that AI is pretty amazing there, isn't it? But everybody knows that Jim Morrison actually just became Rush Limbaugh as a CIA plant. Everybody knows that. Come on. All right, we're being facetious here. Now, this is funny. This group, Freedom Tunes, is really good. They do really funny political cartoons. They don't get near enough attention or credit. And it's just nice to see people making stuff like this, original art like this, that's funny and entertaining. I find it hilarious. I don't know. Maybe the crew can tell me if I'm crazy, I'll stop playing them. I find this stuff hilarious. So this is from Freedom Tunes. Freedom Tunes. And this is Freedom Tunes, Kamala's Wealth Tax episode.
We're going to tax them, okay? 25% on unrealized gains.
That's going to crash the entire economy.
Bro, you ain't got the 100 million.
Huh? No, her plan would crash the stock market. That hurts working people. It hurts everyone.
Bro, you complaining. You ain't even got 100 million, bro. Bro, why are you worried?
Well, because...
You think you gotta pay the wealth tax, bro? You don't got 100 million, bro. Bro.
You don't understand. My concern is that forcing the best performing stockholders to sell off 25% of their earning shares would completely crash the market forever. And all we stand to gain is enough to pay for less than 1% of Kamala's proposed budget.
Bro.
Yeah.
I don't get it. You don't got 100 million, bro. No. You don't know you don't got 100 million, bro. No, you don't. You got 100 million.
Okay, the best case scenario, best case, it raises enough to fund the government for less than 3 days. 3 days. That's what you want to risk the entire economy on. 3 days of revenue.
Bro,
you understand?
Bro, wait, listen.
I'm telling you.
Bro,
you
ain't
don't
listen.
God, come on,
What are you not understanding? This has consequences for the entire economy. Everyone's going to own cable crash. All of the capital's going to move, and we have the largest stock market in the world. Do you understand that?
Economists don't like this idea.
Do those economists got 100 million?
No, they don't.
I don't know, maybe.
Become a member at Freedom Tunes.
I find this stuff hilarious from Freedom Tunes. By the way, even Mark Cuban has come out and said that the unrealized capital gains tax is a horrible idea. Yeah, no kidding. Nice to see he has some common sense left in him. Whatever. It's just insane at this point. I could do policy all day long. All Democrat policies suck. So that's why RFK Jr. has left the Democrat Party and endorsed Donald Trump and wants to make America healthy again. We're on board with Dr. Diane Kaiser coming up next, and we'll open the phone lines with your questions.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, final hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We're joined now by Dr. Diane Kayser. We're talking about making America healthy again. I want to talk about that with her, and then we'll open up the phone lines, ask the doctor with your concerns. But here's what I love happening right now. And, you know, I could talk about some of the experiences in my life with this and then kind of get your analysis, your response. One of the things that RFK Jr. has brought to the campaign platform is anti-seed oils. And I think for most people, you know, there was a famous documentary that came out a long time ago. I think it was called Food Inc. And it impacted so many people that they changed their diets. I think a similar thing could happen with seed oils. Like if you saw how canola oil was produced, you probably would avoid it at all costs. But still, most seed oils. Now, for me, my experience with seed oils, when I cut out seed oils, I mean, I was never really a fat person. I probably always had a pretty low body fat. But it's like that kind of like maybe 1 or 2% of body fat that I just couldn't cut. As soon as I cut out seed oils, it eventually dissipated. Another thing, and I don't know if I can all credit this with seed oils, but some people have said that it might have something to do with that. I used to get bad sunburns. I haven't worn sunscreen in probably 3 years or whenever I stopped with seed oils. And my skin has never been healthier. I don't even burn at all anymore, like at all. I mean, it's actually crazy. I mean, I'm not exactly, you know, I'm pretty fair skinned, pretty light complected here. I don't even get burns at all anymore. So I don't know if that's seed oils or maybe there's some other things. But as soon as they switched from like raw butter and beef tallow and started putting these seed oils and everything, all these chronic diseases, all this obesity, everything went through the charts, especially in the youth. What can you talk about when it comes to people's personal health and ingesting seed oils?
Thank you for opening the floor with something highly inflammatory, Owen, because we have talked about this before with regard to spraying all kinds of gasoline additives on our skin to protect ourselves from the skin, when really the sun is where we get 80% of our energy. Like, you're tired because you don't have enough mitochondria inside of your cells to make it. And we are charged like lizards, like Bill Gates, wrong analogy, but we are charged by the sun. And so this morning I woke all kinds of chemtrails. They're blocking the sun because they know that that makes us sick.
Scared of the sun too.
Right. Right. That's what I mean. It's like, stop lathering.
Yeah. I mean, imagine that. I'm sorry. It's just, this is such a key point. Past civilizations used to worship the sun. Like, they knew the sun was the giver of life, of all things life. Now it's, oh, you need to be afraid of the sun. Don't get too much sun.
Yeah. How dare you have enough energy, because we want you to be so dumbed down that and fluoride brained that we can control you. The easiest way to control humanity to make you a lifelong customer is to poison you and to remove you from the sources of nature that God created that plug us into energy and life force. So please, you guys, number one, Owen, thank you for making that analogy, because we have talked about this before. that you will not need sunscreen if you're not eating seed oil, if you stop eating seed oil. I never use sunscreen. I mean, if I'm in the sun for maybe more than 2-3 hours and I'm out scuba diving at one of our Mexico properties, yeah, I might put some on, but not the toxic stuff that's actually killing all of the coral. You know, a lot of countries have banned this stuff, meaning they've banned sunscreen. But canola oil, for example, if we're going to get into seed oils, it's, they call it rapeseed oil. I mean, can we think about it? It's raping and pillaging our health. Rapeseed oil.
And don't they even put that in baby formula?
Yes. This is what pisses me off. I do not understand how mothers, I mean, okay, I talk about breast implants too. Like, first of all, our nipples give life. Our nipples give energy. They give food, right? And so mothers who cannot make their own food, we are gaslit, and they're, and then women are completely fear-mongered to give them the GMO food that absolutely obliterates their gut flora. And the majority of babies' gut flora is being created up until the time they're two. That's how long it takes to build a baby's immune system. And most of that flora is actually bifidobacteria. And that's the number one species that we saw get completely wiped out with people who got the jab. So canola oil and all kinds of other GMOs and vegetable oil, that sounds healthy, vegetable oil, but seed oil is absolutely not. It's historically used, and they have in the past used it for gasoline, and it damages cardiac muscle. I mean, in honor of my grandmother who just had a heart attack, and she's 95 and probably on her last few breaths, who got tons of jabs and absolutely loves Biden thanks to the programming of the television, the television. Right now, her heart, and many of our hearts, even for people who are younger, children who are young and having heart attacks, 50% of children have chronic disease. Are you kidding me? We absolutely must make America healthy again. And it starts with understanding that seed oils and sugar, and one of the things that you talked about earlier, Owen, which is high fructose corn syrup, which is loaded with mercury and poisoning children, we have to get this crap out of our school systems. 80 plus percent right now of kids' foods in school is subsidized from these very companies that make us super sick.
By the way, it's not just the schools. I mean, it's the prisons, but okay, whatever. We'll just leave that out for this conversation. It's the hospitals. If you go to the hospital and you have your baby there, the food that they're going to bring you is the same garbage with the same horrible chemicals. Not healthy. No rewarding health benefits whatsoever. And by the way, just to get the record clear, we're not telling you to go out in the sun just raw for 7 hours and you're going to get a sunburn. But if you train yourself and maybe get 15 minutes here, 30 minutes there, and are not consuming seed oils, your skin is going to be healthier. The chances of you burning are going to be less. I'm not saying go to the beach first time, one time in months getting sun for 7 hours, you're not going to get a burn. So let's just, you know, for people that are going to say, oh, look, they're setting you up for something, let's put things into perspective here. But I look at everything, and I'm sure you've seen the pictures too, like beaches from the 60s, 70s, 80s. You cannot even find a fat person. And they've really done this with the foods. They've really done this with the food supply. And I was looking at a story about what used to be the ingredients in the number one sports drink in the world. I don't think I need to say it. I think everybody knows. And it was water, potassium, salt, and lemon juice. And you look at these drinks now, and you got food coloring and dyes, you got quote unquote natural flavors, you got processed sugars, you got high fructose corn syrup, and they market it as a sports drink. It's the last thing I would want to drink if I was playing sports.
When I played professional soccer, Owen, and I also played, well, it's more so when I was playing for the university that I got a scholarship to. Of course, our sponsor was the one that you didn't mention. And of course, the number one ingredient is, of course, they'll say it's sugar, because sugar, yes, it's an electrolyte. I do believe we need some amount of sugar for our brain to function. So there's ketovores, there's carnivores, there's all different kinds of diets these days. I believe in finding the balance for each person, but the types of sports drinks, energy drinks, and even the things that say they have tons of minerals in there. They're using all kinds of jargon greenwashing to make it seem like when we grab this bottle that's just, it's actually contained in plastic. And the majority of us on average are inhaling one credit card size of microplastics every single week. And then we're consuming these foods, or children are consuming these foods, or it looks like professional athletes might be drinking these kinds of sports drinks.
Oh, that's right, because they used to serve it in a glass bottle as well. And just let's do like a real deep tease here, because we're already prepping for this, because I do think it may be some of the most important stuff that people will ever hear. And look, I consider myself a pretty healthy guy. I mean, I don't live a perfectly healthy lifestyle. It's almost impossible to do it these days unless you're extremely – let's say wealthy or well off, that you don't have to worry about working or whatever. But I was even surprised after talking to you about some other stuff that, no, there's things that even people that live healthy and think they have a good diet that you might deal with. So we're going to talk about that next time. It's going to be a very important broadcast, really dealing with the microplastics and the toxic chemicals that are in the ground, in the sky. I mean, it's like, you can't even avoid it, really. It's not, I mean, I'm not going to live in a plastic bubble. So it's really just an incredible thing. But, you know, I think when you get back to the issue with the health, how much of this, like I'm at the grocery store and I'm thinking, I kind of want to treat myself. And the bakery has some nice, freshly baked blueberry pie. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to get some blueberry pie. And I go and look at the ingredients and it's got canola oil and it's got natural flavor. And I was just like, you can't even buy a blueberry pie for the bakery.
I know. It's a while. Then you start looking at, can I even pronounce these toxic ingredients? And you're like, do I have to learn a whole new language? And yes, you would, you guys. I mean, there's a few slides I prepared today so that you can see like the average baby and how many poisons that they have when they're even born before they even take their first breath. It's over 250 of them. And it's because, you know, you might have like a dad or a mom like who make us. Or hopefully it's that and not just IVF these days, which is like the future of CRISPR. And they say that like 80% of babies or 70% of babies will by the year 2080 be born to a fake womb. But anyway, so this blueberry pie thing and this concept, I want you to understand something, everybody. And I was thinking about this, a lot of thoughts come through me as I'm taking a shower. My eyes are closed. It's like there's rinsing of the old school that's leaving and we're washing the old crap away. And I can see clearly that I used to actually crave a lot of these things. Like you were just saying, oh, and I used to crave chocolates. Of course, magnesium deficiency could lead to that too. But I'm looking at like what's different in the last 10 years since I really started diving deep into parasites is that I don't crave those foods that I did anymore. I crave real foods. And so when your body is not infected with parasites and it's not deplete with nutrients, it's not going to crave toxic things. And then you can actually switch over to, I'll give you one thing to try, Owen, and everybody listening. One thing I love, and it tastes like brownies or it tastes like cookies, like cookie dough. You could literally just take a high-powered blender and you can take one handful of cashews and one handful of walnuts, soak them for a couple hours, rinse them out, put them into a high-powered blender, add some vanilla, add a little pinch of sea salt, add some monk fruit or maybe some local honey because that helps with allergies. You make some nut butter, and I swear you guys, it tastes better than any fake nut butter that's loaded with all kinds of crap and preservatives than you will ever taste. And it actually goes bad in a week because you're eating real food. When you eat real food, you won't be craving for this crap anymore. And it takes about a month when you actually do a full cleanse to stop craving those foods. I promise at first it sounds like, yeah, I want the blueberry pie. I want it. Sure, you can want it.
Don't tell me I can't have blueberry pie. You're telling me there's not, I can't have... Somebody can make a blueberry pie out there that's not going to have bad ingredients. I mean, but that's my thing. It's like, again, I'll spoil myself and whatever, eat something like a blueberry pie. But it's like, not if there's literal poison in it as I see it. And that's what's so frustrating. It's like, you can't even get, like, say maybe a junk food or a soul food or just something to treat yourself, whatever. And it's just like, it's just filled with crap that I never want to consume. And so it's so frustrating. And I mean, and you know, it's nice, again, for me. I mean, Diane, I don't even have time to cook my eggs. I drink my eggs raw every morning. So, I mean, but to make this nice nut butter, I'm sure it would be very good and, you know, probably a great recipe. Maybe I'll do it sometime. But that's what's so frustrating. It's like we don't have, and this is kind of, I guess, if there's a vision to make America healthy again, it's that I want to be able to go to the store and I want to be able to buy food and not have to worry that there's poisons in it, right? I want to be able to go to the bakery and get a blueberry pie and not see a bunch of toxic ingredients. You know, it's like, exactly. We don't have to live like this. You know, that's right. We don't have to have our fries at your favorite restaurant cooked in canola oil. We can cook them in beef tallow. It's like, there's things we can do here and it doesn't have to be this way.
You know what? I have a really hard time, Owen. Whenever I go to a normal grocery store, I'm getting more and more frustrated, and it takes a lot to anger me. I see my people getting poisoned, and that's enough for me to get passionate and get on my soapbox and preach about these things, because I've been speaking to university children, teenagers, and these are the ones that actually they need their brain in order to think, to get a scholarship, to have a place in society, so their parents say. And now every time we go to the grocery store, there's less and less organic nuts. It's not that much more expensive. If you go to a farmer's market, and here is where you're going to find it, my friends, we need to come together, number one. We need to start bartering like we used to, number two. Number three, you can get tower gardens and grow your own food at home. It's so easy. You can grow your own. You can grow your own cruciferous vegetables. This was the original fiber that helped detox. So those are two things that you could do to cleanse your body, is to make sure that you get like 35 grams of fiber every day and drink 3 liters of water. This is 1 liter right here. And make sure that you're really washing your body. You're doing an inner scrub for your body. I went to the grocery store and I was going to get some broccoli because it's really, really good to flush out a lot of these, what's called xenoestrogens. These are the things like the arsenics and the petroleums and the herbicides, the things that look like estrogen to the body. And that's why we have a lot of gender confusion and people who want to gender mutilate and change their sexes. What happens with a lot of these toxins is that, like, right now, 90% of people, and this is the lab testing that we do, and that's what we're going to talk about in the next show, 90% of people that we test with urine testing in my practice and beyond, they have measurable amounts of pesticides and herbicides in their system. This creates an inflammatory response in the body where our nervous system is on fire. And then we are in pain and we wonder why. Then we end up taking medications. And then you end up craving more carbs. And when you eat carbs like corn, for example, corn is high fructose corn syrup. Other way around, if you're seeing high fructose corn syrup as a label, it's GMO corn. It's loaded with mercury and it's going to increase mold inside the body. And when you have mold inside the body, now you're inflamed. Now people are going to be like, I just need Ozempic. Just give me Ozempic. I don't care what it does to the body. Ozempic is leading people down a massive tunnel of toxicity, danger. They're losing their muscles.
Well, see, this to me is where we cut at the core of the issue, because now we're, you know, and look, I talk about corruption and stuff. You focus on health issues. But to me, this is kind of the crossroads where, and you can dig into this, folks. This actually goes back to petroleum products and then the lobbyist groups making it legal for pharmaceutical ads on TV and then everything else. We live in an environment essentially that make you sick, unhealthy, depressed, and then the same people that create that environment then sell you not really a solution or a remedy, but kind of like just a short-term relief, let's say. And this is how big pharma operates. So it's like, oh yeah, you're depressed, but they don't address the root cause. They just say, oh, here's a pill. Oh, hey, you have inflammation. They don't address the root cause. They say, oh, here's a pill. All these different things that they do. And so that's where it gets to corruption. You know, that's why these pharmaceutical companies run their ads 24/7 on television. That's why they're one of the most powerful lobbying groups in D.C. And I think that there's a cross-contamination here, no pun intended, of our civilization to create an environment that makes you unhealthy so that you're forced to go get the pharmaceutical product.
Exactly. And that's what's really sad, is that it's a slippery slope. I'll hear some people say, well, I don't eat that bad. I don't drink soda, or I don't eat fast food. but then they still do once a week. And I wanted to share some statistics, you guys, as we're kind of wrapping up before commercial break. These are statistics I've been gathering over the last 15 years since I've been at this as a detox doctor. 95% of disease is caused by inflammation, mostly due to environmental toxicity. 85% of foods have been tested for positive pesticide residues that are proven to cause cancer. 126 is the number of chemicals the average woman uses on her body for beauty. The average person has over 700 synthetic chemicals in their body. 276 is the number of toxins babies are born with today, of which 180 cause cancer, 217 cause brain and nervous system damage, 208 cause birth defects. 90% of the population has a pathogen overgrowth of some kind, an infection that a doctor is happy to give you an antibiotic of some kind for, which is more likely than not going to rupture your Achilles tendons or disconnect the very things that keep you together, your ligaments, your tendons, your muscles. This is what the attack is on the temple of Christ that lives within all of you. They want to break down everything that connects your body parts together. They want to break down everything that connects you to God. They want to break down everything that connects us to each other. They want to break down the things that connect you to your farmers, which you can pay a third of the price now for the same food that you could find at the grocery store that's wrapped in plastic that is more likely to give you cancer, that takes thousands of years to biodegrade. And 90% of Americans at this point suffer from some sort of mineral imbalance and deficiency, which means you're going to be hormone deficient, which means you're going to have no energy and not be able to sleep well. And most of the time that's due to heavy metal toxicity. 1 in 2 men and then 1 in 3 women are estimated to get cancer in this lifetime, even more that we're finding with the turbo cancer since the jab, mainly due to toxicity, because people have no idea that they have been poisoned. Shots have been fired since the day that we've been born. And before that, since the 1950s, when they started putting all kinds of toxins in World War II, they've been bringing in toxins from the World War II into our food supply, and actually in the 1930s, they did that with the Flexner Report, brought in Flexner, and he actually took Rockefeller petroleum and put it into seed oils and food and medication and started selling that as food. I spell it P-H-E-U-D. Right now, we've got RFK. Bobby Kennedy wants to, reincarnated from his family, he wants to actually put this on the map. 85%, you guys, he's testing even for more than that of these foods that are in kids' lunchboxes have chemicals like atrazine. That is what we've been talking about here on these shows that is likely to confuse the hell out of children. They don't even know who they are anymore.
Yeah, and that was proven. You know, they all made fun of Alex Jones with the gay frogs thing. It was proven in studies and data that, no, that's exactly what the atrazine does. I want to give out the phone number now for people to call in with questions for Ask the Doctor. Dr. Diane Kayser with us. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And you know, this is the incredible thing. It's like our bodies are incredible, and it's really tough to kill us. I mean, quite frankly, I mean, they poison us basically to death, but yet still people can live long time and deal with it. But I forget the name of the movie all the time. It's got Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence, and they're out in space, and the spaceship has this major malfunction, and then all these other things go wrong. But it's like when the body is healthy, it heals itself, it rejuvenates itself, you know, you age better and all this stuff. You don't deal with these little things. But it's like if the core has the problem, if the core has the consistent problem that's not addressed, everything is going to continue to go wrong. And until you address that, it's just going to keep being red flags and issues all over the place. We'll be right back.
Are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
And our guest, Dr. Diane Kaiser. We're taking your calls. Ask the doctor. And we got some interesting ones here. Let's start with one that I know is going to be right up your alley. And, Diane was even texting me, making sure during the full moon I was doing my parasite cleanse. I don't want to talk about it. But Jim in Texas does. So let's go to Jim in Texas. Go ahead, Jim.
Thanks for taking my call. 63-year-old, no meds, no health issues. Ordered the full moon cleanse after your last show. Came in, used it. During the full moon, early August, kind of freaked me out. This is uncomfortable, but the first few days, really like loose black stools, black. And my wife's a nurse. She says that means blood, but about day five, it was pretty much space aliens in my toilet. It kind of freaked me out. My question is, do I have not been continuing with the daily regimen that's on the back of the packaging? The only thing I take is you know, a handful of InfoWars supplements every day. So just need feedback. Is that normal?
Yes, actually, let me talk about this for a minute. So, Jim, thank you for calling in, and thank you for doing the weird things that we all need to do, because it, better out than in is what I say. If you guys can cue up a couple of slides I've got, starting slide 9, you know, they did find in Bobby Kennedy's brain, they found a dead worm. And so the reason why this is so important to do what Jim's doing, we've got a full moon coming up again, Jim. So I highly recommend you continue, and I'll customize this answer for you. But during the full moon is when the parasites are the most active. That's when the people are the weirdest. You know, we've got lunar ticks running around. There's more car accidents. There's more hospitalizations. There's more people who call in sick other than the Super Bowl, which is when parasites are actually really happy because they get to eat a lot of sugar. But during the full moon is when you did it, which is great. You're getting a lot of these low-hanging fruit out of your colon. So a lot of men these days, one of the 1 in 3 statistic of men who are likely to get cancer, actually it's 1 in 2 men because of the colon, because a lot of these toxins that end up harboring in the colon. Yeah, thanks you guys showing the slides. Show that next image too. And I want to ask Jim a question. Slide number 10 and then 11 is going to show something where inside of these parasites is all of the waste inside of your body that has not been able to leave. So it could be really old, dried up blood. When you kill these parasites, you're killing them as well, which they do suck your blood. I mean, think about a vampire. That is what these parasites do. They suck the life force out of you, which is why you feel like you've lost your life force. So inside of these bugs is mold, xenoestrogens, metals, candida, bacteria, Lyme. And a lot of these things, when you kill the parasites, you're also seeing the remnants of what they've been doing the cleanup crew inside of your body in. And a lot of people have a lot of viral replications that happen during a parasitic overgrowth. When you start to get rid of parasites, you're also not going to have as many viruses, because people don't realize that a lot of HPV or HIV or Epstein-Barr, or, you know, people say herpes, they often get herpes. You're not a cyclovir deficient. You probably have some sort of parasite, like maybe in the brain. And I'm not saying this is you, Jim, but I'm saying that right now you did one parasite cleanse. Well done. And keep going, my friend. If any of you guys are curious what he's talking about, you can go to DianeKaiser.com/free parasite cleanse and just get started. Or you'll find on my website how to get the full moon parasite cleanse as well.
I can tell from experience, and I spoke to other people. I mean, I can't say I've tried every parasite cleanse, certainly not an enema. But from the parasite cleanses that you can take orally, I think I've done 3 different ones now. Yours was by far I noticed the most. Other people reported the same thing. Jim, I appreciate your call. Keep at it. I know it can, be a little, we'll just say disgusting at times, but it's healthy for you. It's a good thing. And I appreciate you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and buying our products as well.
Sure. Love y'all.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the call. Okay. Let's go to Serenity in New York. Serenity, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
I don't know if you can hear me. Okay, hi. Okay, so you were talking about the pesticides on foods and eating natural, you know, talking about nuts and things like that, vegetables. But, you know, did you ever think about the fact that even farmers who don't use pesticides, they try to use something that's more natural to get rid of the pests? That's fine, well and good. But there's a possibility that, you know, the cloud seeding that's dropping from the planes or the chemtrails, whatever you want to call them, that's, you know, and they're loaded with those, that what they're dropping on the food is loaded with plastics and all types of metals, is dropping on the food on these supposedly farms where they're growing natural products. So they're not aware, the farmers are not aware. And then they're selling it to you, you're ingesting it, and you're getting sick just the same.
Yep, I agree with you, Serenity. Yep, go ahead.
So, you know, what are you supposed to eat and drink? Like, everything is affected by the environment, and we do not have a clean environment. That's the bottom line. We don't have a clean environment.
Amen, sister. So, first of all, I love your name, and I feel like the more that we eat real food, the more that we will have serenity within us, and the more we come together to actually share the truths that you just discussed. So I did and actually there's been some really great awareness lately. You guys got to watch The Dimming. The Dimming is a documentary. And if you find me on BitChute, it's free. And you just type in BitChute Diane Kaser, you'll find The Dimming on there. You just type in The Dimming. Dane Wigington is amazing. He's been blowing the whistle on geoengineering and chemtrails and all the crap that's in there. There's the same things I just showed, that they just showed the slides of fungus and mold and these heavy metals, aluminum, barium, strontium, these things that also are in the pesticides and the herbicides that we're trying to avoid. So my point is this, you guys, I agree, and it pisses me off as well that we are even trying to eat organic and it's still being sprayed with junk. So two solutions for you there. Number one, everybody every day, and I mean everybody, we need to be taking some kind of binder. What is a binder? It is something like a fulvic acid, a humic acid, which is very powerful and can bind to graphene oxide. It's been one of the most powerful, potent things that can bind to graphene oxide that is also in the chemtrails. It was also in the injectables, in all injectables at this point, dental anesthetics, in all injectables coming from Western pharma. And so we need to have some binders because no matter what we do, we are all surrounded by so many toxins at all levels. So I actually have something, it's dianekaser.com/binders. You could learn all about like, what is a binder? How do I take it? It's easy. It's in supplement form. Jim was on one of them in the Full Moon Parasite Cleanse that you guys can do with us. And it binds to these toxins because we are breathing them in. We're drinking them. Even if you are getting the healthiest organic food, yes, I agree. They are also grown in water that is underground and we can't regulate everything. I tell you guys, drink distilled water. That is the only type of water that gets rid of every toxin, that gets rid of every radioactive element. And I'm seeing those in everybody that we test. So drink distilled water, eat your minerals and food, get your minerals and fulvic and humic acids, which is also binders that gets rid of and binds to very strongly a lot of these toxic pesticides, herbicides, environmental toxins, and radioactive elements. Totally agree with you, sister. You guys, every day, all of us, we have to be on a supplement binder, take two pills twice a day. And the reason for that is just like you wouldn't drink water from a hose like we used to when we were kids because it's full of waste. And if you want to know how disgusting your water is, go to ewg.org/tapwater, type in your zip code and look at all the water that you're bathing in, even if you are filtering your water. So I totally agree.
Well, that's exactly right. And I know we don't sell the filtered water shower heads anymore. I have them in my house. I do believe we still have water filters in stock. If you're not filtering your water, folks. Yeah. I mean, if you're not filtering your water, folks, that's like a no brainer. You got to filter your water at the very least. And we just have the best water filters. And we just have the best. Yeah. We just have the best water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. I believe we do still have some in stock. You got to be filtering your water. And Serenity, I thank you for the call. And I'll have you know, this kind of goes in when, because we already talked about this too. We're going to have a lot more in-depth answers to that question next month with Dr. Kaser, because we already kind of talked about answering some of those questions for, yeah, people that even live healthy lifestyles, eat organic food, and then you might be surprised some of these things that are still in your system. And it's like, well, what do you do? How do you get rid of them? So we're going to do a real deep dive into that. I think it'll be very important for us to do the deep dive into that next time you're on with us. So kind of a deep tease of that coming up next month. All right, let's take another call here. Let's go to, let's see here. A lot of these calls are actually on that topic, funny enough. So I kind of want to save those for next week. Let's see here. Let's go to, how about Scott in Pennsylvania with an interesting question? Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Kaser, my question. Before I ask you the question, I just want to thank you. Did I overhear you say that you are offering a free parasite cleanse?
Yeah, go to dianekaser.com/freeparasitecleanse.com. It's, and my last name is it's right up there. It's D-I-A-N-E-K-A-Z. E-R. Kaiser is a hospital, but I'm not affiliated. But DianeKaiser.com/free parasite cleanse is a great place.
I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm deeply sorry.
Everybody does it.
I'm in the process of transferring to a new job, and I've been really really sick lately because I was living in South Carolina for a few years, at the beginning of the pandemic, and I started drinking a lot of alcohol on the road. Like I was walking over, I want to say at least 12 miles a day, back and forth to work, and I was drinking large amounts of vodka, but I was also taking a bunch of supplements. I was spending, I had everything. I remember when DNA Force Plus was 60-70% off. And I bought a ton of it, and what happened was I bought when you guys were selling Myco ZX at the time. I don't know if you remember that one.
Yeah, go ahead.
I can't. Cutting out a little bit, Scott. I'm not sure if you have a question, but you're cutting out a little bit.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I wasn't doing really well, and I kind of fell off a little bit. And I'm just trying to get back into that rhythm again. But my question was, how are we going to campaign to bring these cleanses into the doctor's office? Is it going to be a whole change, or how are we going to do that?
A great question. Are you talking about the Kaisers of the world, the hospitals, the MDs?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I think I heard you refer maybe antibiotics or something earlier, but I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah. I think you understand the question, Diane, and yes, I'll let you answer, but I'll kind of put it out there so the audience maybe better understands, because Scott was kind of breaking up. It's basically, how do we replace a corrupted medical system, a corrupted hospital system, a corrupted pharmaceutical industry with the stuff that we're talking about, the stuff that's actually going to work?
It's a great question. And my answer is this. Where do you want to use your energy? To work with people who already have solutions, or work with people who have been so indoctrinated for 100+ years to sell you pollutions? We just, at this point, we have a migration of MDs who are understanding that they are working for the beast. They're working for a corrupt institution that, if you look at the caduceus, it looks like two parasites coiling together. They're serpents. They're looshing our energy. They have literally, they have venom in their teeth, and they're poking us with these injections. And the answer to everything is to take a vaccine. And even now at this point, people are going in for B12 injections, and they put the same crap in those things as well. And people are thinking it's health and a needle, but it's really not. So here's my answer to that. I already have. There's many doctors like myself. We have been doing this for 15, 20, 30, hundreds of years that have been the old school medicine. So when I say I'm a doctor of traditional naturopathy, it's because that was the mainstream medicine model when in the 1930s, before Flexner Report was written and kicked us out and started killing us and murdering doctors like myself. I don't care. I'll die on this hill, right? So work with a doctor who truly understands this, or work with the team. You guys can get free cleanses on my website. In fact, I'm going to tell you something about your alcohol thing too in a minute and help you make some sense of that. But if you guys just go get the free parasite cleanse, you can see in there that there's a lot of truth that will feel right to you. When truth courses through your body, you can feel it. You feel alive. When you go into work with MDs, a lot of them are just, they're trained to prescribe poisons, period. They get less than 5 hours of nutrition course training in all of their 8 years of medicine school. I have MDs who are coming to me for training. I have an institute where we coach coaches and certify them to do the work that I'm teaching here with you guys. With parasites, the biggest thing is, and I want you guys, if you go to DianeKaiser.com/free parasite cleanse, there's something in there for you, Scott, there, and for all of you, if you feel powerless to your cravings of sugar or alcohol, or feel like Adderall or certain things, foods, recreational drugs, prescription medications, they make you feel alive. They make you feel normal. Well, the reason why we're craving these things is because you have nutrient deficiencies, you have amino acid deficiencies, you have neurotransmitter deficiencies. In that free parasite cleanse, you guys can actually take a little survey and you can see the higher you score on certain nutrient deficiencies, the more likely that the reason why you're craving things like alcohol is because you're serotonin deficient, you're GABA deficient. So you could actually replace those things that you're craving, the unhealthy things, with healthier versions. So I'm telling you right now that there's solutions like this everywhere. They're just not mainstream. And that's what we're here to do today. That's what we do in the Qi ministry. That's what InfoWars is doing. That's why Owen keeps bringing me on, because we're making America healthy again. And it's not to change the minds of the psychopaths that have been in charge for a long time.
Scott, I appreciate the call. Let's try to roll through a couple more with the time we have remaining here. Let's go to Andrew in New York. Andrew, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Being after Jim Emmerker taking cucks. Yeah, Boris had a big recall because illegal immigrants and a lot of insects in the food. But yeah, like you're saying, it's a big system of making people unhealthy. Like, there's nanotech in the food. There's nanotech in the air, nanotech in the water. But yeah, there's ways to deal with it. Like, the ivermectin was good during the COVID bioweapon. Hydroxychloroquine and all that stuff. I heard they might have even been doing the opposite of the bad, chemtrailing. They were spraying, hydroxychloroquine during the pandemic to get rid of some of the nanotech.
Do you have a question for Dr. Kaiser?
Andrew, are you asking how to get rid of the nanotech?
Yeah, that's a good place to start. And just, how do we just completely overhaul the system into one that's actually not genetically engineering us, but actually a natural system where we're actual natural humans again?
I love it, Andrew. Thank you for that question. So there's a couple of people that I have done some work with: Dr. Anna Mahalcha, Dr. David Nixon, La Quinta Columna. These are the groups and individuals who are actually looking into the microscope and what you're talking about, the nanotech. It's literally raining nanotech. Dane Wigington's been finding it in his samples of the chemtrails. There's nanotech everywhere. And we're not saying this to scare you. We're saying it to aware you that this is, again, one of those situations that we have. Everybody listening, please hear me out on this. You need to take some kind of a binder every single day, because we can't just stop, making them spray chemtrails every day. I woke up this morning and they were everywhere. And it looked like tic-tac-toes, north, south, east, west.
Hey, so quickly, to interject something, and this is kind of a personal thing. When drinking the binder, is it okay to mix it with a juice or a black seed oil or a coconut water?
Yeah, I would take binders about 15, 20 minutes away from other nutrients. I put mine in orange juice.
So is the answer no? Just drink it with water. Don't mix it with anything else?
You could do orange juice. You could do it with water. Sure. Either one. Or you can take it in capsule form and swallow it. And those are the things that we recommend. There's capsule form, there's powder form. And in fact, Owen, one thing we'll talk about next time, and Andrew, to give to your point here, I've been teaching people. We have a mastermind group and we meet every week for two hours. And this last week, we got on and I taught people how to make their own eye drops, how to make your own nasal sprays. You know what they contain? It contains a lot of these binders. It contains parasite killers and it contains tobacco. Because tobacco is the number one thing that they've been finding that is breaking down the structures of these nanogels or nano.
I need to be smoking cigars?
Let's go.
Are you serious? What about my poor lungs?
I know. Hold on. So I'm not saying you should go smoke something that has 7,000 other chemicals.
No, not a cigarette. Those are disgusting. I mean, I don't know. So maybe an American Spirit. They put chemicals all over this crap now. But just a pure cigar, just tobacco leaves?
No, here's what I'm going to tell you guys. I am part Native American as well. And so I like to bring the heritage forward for what natives have done for thousands of years. There's something called hape, and you guys could look it up, H-A-P-E, and it's just tobacco. And if you're like, maybe not just tobacco, you, there's also things I talked about in my VIP group. You guys can join us if you want. It's dianekaser.com/VIP. It's a dollar to join. You could listen to that webinar and then cancel, whatever. I don't care. I just want you guys to have solutions. But we're teaching people that you could actually use tobacco. Do not please use the nicotine patches. So many people are using the nicotine patches and then actually finding that the sticky parts of the nicotine patches have the very hydrogels that people are using to break up the nanogels and the hydrogels and the nanoparticulates, the graphene oxide, et cetera, the self-assembling nanobots. You want to take tobacco in its purest form. And we've been talking about that. So you guys do not need to use all of these other toxic medications, over-the-counters, CVS. That's what we're trying to do here. I am actually a doctor who's saying to you guys, can we give you solutions that first do no harm? And rather than, yes, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, sure, there is studies and research that shows that it's been breaking down COVID or parasites or whatever it is, but it's still medication. And so if we can do it in herbs and things that just straight come from nature without doing harm, we're actually finding that people are getting rid of the very things that they thought they needed to take over the counters for. So nicotine, citric acid, those are two really powerful things. EDTA, humic acid, fulvic acid, the things that we're talking about in my group are the things that you can employ in your day-to-day. So no, don't just go smoke a cigar. I think that nicotine, there's also little things that I recommend that people can put in between their gums and their upper teeth. It also has other things in it like caffeine and CBD.
Zen? Are you talking about Zen?
What?
The crew's going to go crazy if you tell them Zen's healthy for them.
What's Zen?
Wow. Well, it's basically a nicotine pouch you put up in your gums. All the rage.
Oh, is that one of the brands? Yeah, I would actually say that would be another one of those no's because it's going to be laced with all the other toxins.
they're pissed. They're breaking things now. They're breaking equipment. They're raging.
Owen, I'm going to send you something and you guys have a fun after party.
They're threatening to disconnect you.
Not until you guys try what I'm going to send you.
Well, we're going to have to put it off because we're out of time for today. I appreciate everybody that called in. I am sorry to the callers that didn't get in today. Next month, when Dr. Kaser joins us, it's going to be a can't-miss thing. We're going to really take things that we're all dealing with, and we're going to look at it through a microscope, let's say, and then give you the solutions. It's going to be a lot of the callers wanted to call in and talk about, like, heavy metals, the chemtrails, stuff that it's like impossible. It's almost impossible to avoid this stuff, but how you can at least try to remedy it or keep it to the lowest levels possible. Dr. Kaser, thank you so much for your time. Always a great hour with you. We'll be in touch. That does it for this week of the InfoWars War Room. Next week is going to be crazy. You know it. So we'll see you next week at InfoWars.com/show and band.video. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years. And the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD, incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
InfoWars.com/show.